Welcome to installment 168 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments. Positive commandment number 161, Sfiras HaOmer, to count the days and weeks of the Omer, and prohibition number 140, the prohibition of Psulei Mekdoshim, to consume various forms of invalid sacrifices. Positive commandment 161 is to count the days of the Omer. As related in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 15, Uspartem lochem mimocharas haShabbos, that you should count on the day following Shabbos. As we discussed in yesterday's portion, the necessity of learning Shabbos as the first day of Pesach, that this Omer offering was brought on the second day of Passover, and afterwards 49 days were counted, and the 50th day would be celebrated as the holiday of Shavuos. The counting involves two details. One, we must count the number of days, the 49 days, and another, to count the 7 weeks. As it's related in the book of Leviticus 23, verse 16, you must count 50 days. We therefore see that the days must be counted. Then the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 9, states, you must count 7 weeks. Therefore, both of them must be counted. In fact, when we count today, the days of the Omer, we would say, for example, today is 7 days, which is 1 week of the Omer, since we must relate both the days and the weeks. This is similar, the Rambam tells us, to the counting of the Jubilee year. Whereas the counting of the Omer is done by every individual, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish court, the Beis Din or Sanhedrin, would count the years of the Jubilee. As we know that there are 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, the seventh year being a year of rest, just as the seventh day of the week is a day of rest, then there are 7 of these 7-year cycles, a total of 49 years. And then the 50th is the Jubilee year, the Yovel. As we explained then, the counting of the Jubilee years and the year and the Shemitah cycles is only one commandment, not considered two commandments, but rather one commandment with two details. And the Rambam says, so too here, even though there are two verses, one to count the days, and one to count the weeks, nevertheless, they count only as one commandment. Therefore, there are not two separate countings, and we see, in fact, that we do not say two separate blessings. If there would be two separate mitzvahs, we would say two blessings. Rather, we say one blessing, Asher ki deshonu mitzvasav, that God has sanctified us with his commandments, v'tzivanu al sfiras ha'emer, and commanded us to count the Omer. And then we count once, both the days and the weeks. The Rambam says we see from this that there is only one commandment and not two. The Rambam tells us that this is considered a mitzvah eseh shazman grama, that this is a time-bound commandment, and therefore women are exempt from this commandment. This is in contradistinction to the opinion of the Ramban in Kedushin, who states that this is one of the commandments which is not time-bound, and therefore women are equally obligated as men. However, the accepted custom is that women also count the Omer, as they have accepted many of the commandments which are not time-bound. Therefore, women may count the Omer, and should count the Omer, and should also say a blessing. It is also important to point out that the counting of the Omer must be done immediately upon nightfall, and before counting the Omer, all work is forbidden. The Alter Rebbe even mentions in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, that women that have not accepted upon themselves the commandment of counting the Omer, perhaps they are forbidden from working in the entire night until the following day. Among the many deep lessons which we can derive from the counting of the Omer is the fact that time itself is holy. As the Maggid of Mezritch explained, that just as the world was a creation from nothing to something, so too the entire concept of time is a godly creation, that before Hashem said, Bereshis bara Elokim, before the creation of the universe, there was no such thing as time. And now that time has been created, we must utilize it to its fullest extent, just as we must utilize all aspects of the creation. Therefore, we must count the days to consider its preciousness and to utilize it to its fullest extent in our coming closer to God and more complete fulfillment of His commandments and learning of His Torah. Prohibition number 140 is a prohibition that without the oral tradition, we would have absolutely no idea what this commandment is. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 3, states, Lo yiseichal kol te'eva, do not eat any abomination. However, which abomination are we referring to? There are many things which are considered to be abominations and forbidden. The Sifri explains, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yankev, as the Rambam quotes, that this verse is referring to someone who has intentionally inflicted a blemish upon an animal. That an animal which has a blemish on it, which invalidates it as a sacrifice, must be redeemed, and then it can be eaten, and the money must be used to purchase a new sacrifice. However, if the blemish was intentionally put there by a person who merely wants to take this particular animal out of its holy status, this is strictly prohibited. And therefore he mentions the case of a bechor, a firstborn animal, which was normally be brought as a sacrifice to the temple. However, what happens if a person intentionally inflicts a blemish upon this animal? As the example is brought of a person who puts a hole or a slit in the ear of the animal. The person that eats this, says the Sifri, is transgressing a biblical prohibition and gets lashes. And this is learned from the verse, Laisecho kol te'eva, do not eat any abomination. Which is referring, the Rambam tells us, to a case where someone has intentionally inflicted a blemish upon an animal. In addition, this refers to other types of sacrifices which have become invalid after they have been slaughtered. For example, an animal which has been kept for too long a period of time and has become nosar. As we will discuss in the coming portions, that an animal, its different types of sacrifices, have different time periods in which they remain valid. If they are kept for too long, they lose their validity. And someone that consumes one of these animals is violating this biblical prohibition and gets lashes. The details of this commandment are explained in the tractate Bechedes. We see from this commandment the intense holiness of the sacrifices, that even after they have become invalid, they do not lose their holiness. They are still something which must be treated with special care and reverence, and one is forbidden from eating them. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436, and please join us again tomorrow.